Last week, I described two of the four new shows to open at the annual Oregon Shakespeare Festival in Ashland, a popular destination for theater-loving travelers. Founded 77 years ago, OSF is among the oldest and largest repertory companies in the United States, with a reputation for quality Shakespeare shows unequaled on the West Coast, a reputation earned, in part, for the company's willingness to try bold, fresh, and sometimes really weird things. Let's talk about two of those. Medea Macbeth Cinderella is a dream project of artistic director Bill Rausch, who first staged this odd theatrical mashup while a wide-eyed college student. He liked the idea of laying three major works of populist entertainment alongside each other to see if there were any juicy symmetries to be uncovered. Euripides' epic Greek tragedy Medea, in which a spurned sorceress punishes the father of her children in the worst way possible, is one of the greatest dramas of all time. The same can be said for Shakespeare's Macbeth, the tale of two married murderers who take a stab at extreme social climbing and go spectacularly wacko. Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella may be better known for its television adaptations than for its stage versions, but it still features some of the loveliest songs ever written for a musical. In Rausch's ostentatious staging, co-directed with Tracy Young, all three stories are acted out at the same time, all three unfolding and overlapping simultaneously. It's a fun idea that gets old fast, but keeps going for 3 hours. The side-by-side comparison is academically interesting, occasionally proving that the three plays do have similar rhythms and themes, but most of the time, to this theatergoer's eyes, the whole crazy enterprise was just merely distracting, distancing, and confusing. It's a shame, too, because there is enough theatrical genius going on to suggest that the three plays deserve their own staging, one at a time, please. The actors are all first-rate, giving some stunning performances. Unfortunately, Medea Macbeth Cinderella is a little like watching the World Series, the Oscars, and Dancing with the Stars all at once on three different television sets stacked up like a totem pole. Meanwhile, OSF is offering another bold deviation from the norm in Allison Carey's The Very Merry Wives of Windsor, Iowa, directed by Christopher Liam Moore and adapted from The Merry Wives of Windsor by Shakespeare. This modern language translation updates the Bard's farcical comedy from Elizabethan England to modern-day Iowa, just after the Iowa caucuses. In the original, the very large Sir John Falstaff attempts to woo two married women and ends up the great big butt of the targeted wives' combined attempt to humiliate and expose him. In Carey's version, it's Senator Falstaff, who's just lost his recent attempt at re-election and tries to pay off his campaign debts by wooing and blackmailing two married women, one married to a man, the other, since Iowa allows same-sex marriage, married to a woman. The gender swap yields some hilarious and frequently very clever and charming moments, with loads of corn-fed silliness, including outrageous disguises, a singing cow made of butter, and a pair of mismatched lesbian suitors dressed improbably as sheep. Focused and furiously funny, The Very Merry Wives of Windsor, Iowa proves that the same adventurous spirit that occasionally produces a failure or two also often leads to magnificent, if unlikely, successes. Visit OSF Ashland for more information. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.